Simply, there is no better way to convince people that the media in America is tightly controlled than to discuss the Bilderberger meeting that was held this last week. I mean, how could it be that with major people from the media in attendance, that the entire media across America has consistently through the years blocked out any mention of the Bilderbergers, which have been around for, well, what, 50, 55 years, first organized 1953. Why, they've held regular yearly meetings, the leaders of our country. In fact, at the last meeting, apparently Obama was there. And this was just this last week, but totally blocked out by the media. His reporters, which dog him on everywhere he goes, were left in an airplane. They thought he was going to be boarding it, but he wasn't there. He was off with the Bilderbergers. And this is the way the world really works. A small group of very wealthy and powerful people representing the media, representing banking and industry and government, get together every year to plan our future. Now, if you can convince people that the media is so controlled, they're able to block out that one fact, maybe they're going to begin to think about what's going on, and anybody can check it out. Fortunately, we have the Internet. They can go up on the Internet and simply type in Bilderbergers, and, well, they'll find out that the Bilderbergers do meet. In fact, they met last week. And, well, I think that's one of the things we're going to talk about this morning, isn't it, Joel?
Yes, it is. Good to be with you, Dr. Stan.
As always. Go right ahead.
You know, the Bilderberger meeting is not, as many have assumed, mere attendance or membership there. It's not an indication that you are one of the controllers. A portion of the controllers end up always at the Bilderberger Conference, but they also are bringing along new leadership and inviting new people to come, just as they do within the CFR or any of these other organizations, to check how they're going to react. And there certainly isn't unanimity at the Bilderberger. This is more like, as I said, a leadership meeting where your top people present certain ideas and test the waters among other people who have a desire to control the world. There are many factions. It's not a totally unanimous group. This month's, of course, annual secret Bilderberger meeting was at the Westfield Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia, right next to Dulles International Airport. There was not a single report, as you said, by the media of this meeting, except to pass along the attendee list provided by the Bilderbergers. However, this list is only partial. Highly placed persons who don't want their presence at Bilderberger known are left off the list. But thanks to James P. Tucker, who annually has protesters around the in telephoto lenses trying to capture photographs of who is actually arriving, he does end up finding people not on the list. He found Barack Obama this year. He found Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State under Bill Clinton. He found Secretary of Defense Robert Gates showing up and giving a speech. He also has at least one insider who gets invited to the meeting and is able to feed him information about some of the topics that are spoken about. And he also had on his website, I think he works for the American Free Press, some of the confrontation between the D.C. police and the protesters who were being very careful to stay on the sidewalks and not block traffic so that they could be legal to be there. And he talked about you know, kind of the government lackeys that show up. The D.C. police apparently were very, very respectful and supportive of the protesters. There's no love lost between normal policemen and these big globalist insiders, of which D.C. police are tasked with regularly protecting from the public. But apparently a man named Keach, who was Marriott Hotel's a manager or point man on this, was very, very concerned about making sure he had, obviously, orders from the government to clear out any protesters and to keep the secrecy of this meeting. So they talk about the confrontation with Secret Service agents, approached the protesters with Fairfax police, and Keach asked to talk to their leader, and they all yell, "Well, I'm the leader," and, of course, Keach is baffled because he wants to isolate one single leader and basically threaten them to get him away. But apparently, it wasn't to be. Keach had to cave in, and the Secret Service men left. The police told Secret Service these people are perfectly within their rights as long as they stay on the sidewalk and don't block traffic. And the protesters gave the police a cheering salute. But it's interesting as they showed pictures, I think, on the Alex Jones website of several of the private Blackwater type guards that they had there, flipping them the bird, and other signs showing that there really is kind of an evil agenda. These people are thugs hired by the government to protect these elite. So it's something that people should be made more aware of. It's not that they have absolute control in the world, but they have effective control. I mean, look who was actually there. From the official attendance list, we have David Rockefeller, who's always at these meetings. I believe he's one of the top leaders of this world government conspiracy. Henry M. Paulson, Secretary of Treasury, was there. Ben Bernanke. Robert Zoellick, president of the World Bank, Timothy Geithner, CEO and president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Just lots of people. James A. Johnson was there, the former CEO of Fannie Mae, and who's been embroiled in the countrywide scandal, having received one of the loans. In fact, we found out now, as I've reported in the World Affairs Brief, that this man who was Obama's choice to select his VP was the one who, as CEO of Fannie Mae, had given preference to Countrywide in brokering all of their loans and repackaged them as part of the subprime mortgage scandal. And he was the one who was going from office to office in the Congress offering free loans and facilitating free loans in the Countrywide loan scandal, the so-called Friends of Mozilla, meaning the CEO head. This mafia-looking guy named Angelo Mozilla. Friends of Mozilla got special treatment, and these were congressmen, senators, even cabinet members in the Bush White House.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen, right here, the American Kingdom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at radiantclinicolorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick. Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick. Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick. Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick, natural health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick, natural health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick, natural health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick, natural health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick, natural health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick, natural health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick, natural health. The prophecies of Revelation.
Publications, as I say, they're committed to that everything said at Bilderberger is off the record. But it certainly puts a lie to the fact that journalists are free and independent. They are locked into the same agenda, and they willingly go along with it because they agree with its motives. I think we need to disabuse people of the concept that the press is liberal. The press is actually controlled by the same globalists that masquerade as conservatives in our government, or liberals that control both Democratic Party candidates and Republican Party candidates. It's a very sophisticated and complex control system. It's not something that everybody that is controlled realizes is going on. They know there's a power system, but they've been told it's benevolent, or they've been told it's a matter of national security. But in any case, people in this country have all too much trust for people in high government and their assurances that we know what's best for you. And there were many high government officials and former government officials, George P. Shultz, H.W. Bush's, the first President Bush's Secretary of State, who told the San Francisco Chronicle that he selected George W. Bush, interviewed him, and told the powers that be that he was ready to be our current president. Condoleezza Rice was there. Governor Mark Sanford, who has been leading the charge against Real ID in South Carolina, was there. Unfortunately, this indicates that he's compromising and they're trying to bring him into the circle. Kathleen Sebelius, Governor of Kansas, potential Republican VP nominee, was there. Chester A. Crockett, former ambassador who gave the axe to South Africa and Angola, under the auspices of the Clinton State Department, was there. James R. Schlesinger, former Secretary of Defense under Nixon and Ford. Tom Daschle, former U.S. Senator, was there. Richard Holbrooke, special envoy to various presidents, was there. He was also one of the recipients of the countrywide financial VIP loans. A couple of members of the House of Lords from England, several members of the European Commission, Prince Philip and Her Majesty the Queen of the Netherlands. These are the official heads of the Bilderbergers who began this process, and the Queen of Spain, and also Keith Alexander, Director of National Security Agency for USA. Now, this technically is a violation of law for any of these current government leaders to be attending and making decisions on behalf of their nation in secret with other countries, without because this is not an official government organization. So there are problems there. They are, of course, you know, if it's all secret, there's no way that we can prove that they're engaging in acts that are treasonous to the United States, but I believe they are, in the sense that they're trying to undermine U.S. sovereignty and create the atmosphere of conflict that will bring us into a new world war. So let's turn our attention to the actual countrywide scandal now, because it's important to understand that this is part of the system of which insiders allow others to get special perks and receive special benefits that are not open to the rest of the public. One pundit correctly named the countrywide financial scandal the Beltway financial scandal, and he's right. insider connected mortgage country company, Countrywide Financial, is led by what I call a mafioso clone, Angelo Armozillo. If you look at his photo on the internet, just swear this is a typical Italian mafia don. He looks every bit the part. He's suborned high leaders in Washington with his special deals, and it's not so much that this is an individual rogue agent involved in corruption. He's just part of the insider system, and he knows, as well as everybody who's high up in the system knows, that, hey, you get special perks and benefits, like Barack Obama got special insider trading deals that made him wealthy, just like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. But in this case, they found out so far that recipients of these special loans, it's actually nearly free money, very low interest rates, no loan checks, everything's private. Two U.S. senators involved in the banking committee, two former cabinet ministers, a former ambassador to the United Nations, that was Richard Holbrooke, received loans from Countrywide that waives points, lender fees, and company borrowing rules for prominent people. Senator Dodd, a Democrat from Connecticut, is highly figured in this, and so is Kent Conrad, Democrat from North Dakota, chairman of the Budget Committee and member of the Finance Committee. These two senators had properties refinanced through Countrywide's VIP program, and other participants was former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Alfonso Jackson, former Secretary of Health and Human Services, Donna Shihala, and former U.S. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke. In any case, James Johnson was also involved. He, as I said, was the advisor to President candidate Barack Obama that had to be let go because he was assigned to select his running mate. This is typical of presidential candidates that are controlled by the same powerful globalist interests that control the president currently. And just like they did in Ronald Reagan, you know, they had George Bush as his controller, his vice president, and they pick people who are insiders that will make sure that Barack Obama selects people within his administration that meet and that are vetted properly by the globalists. And that's why we really had so many severe compromises during the Reagan administration. Even though he was not technically an insider, he did go along with them to a certain extent. And there were even threats against his life, as we know from the assassination attempt. But Johnson, James Johnson, was the CEO of Fannie Mae, and he was more deeply involved than just being on the receiving end of one of these loans. He was in bed with Countrywide, offering this mortgage brokering company, the largest in the United States, preferred status in repackaging their bad loans and selling them on up the line. He also worked the halls of Congress on behalf of Countrywide as a secret lobbyist, reportedly buying favors by offering those special deals to congressmen. Most of the officials belong to a group of VIP loan recipients known in company documents and emails as FOAs, or Friends of Angelo, a reference to Countrywide's chief executive, Angelo Mozilla. Now, the Wall Street Journal made a scathing editorial about what this has to do with congressional ethics and policing their own. They said the Countrywide financial sweetheart loan scandal continues to grow, spreading to senators and other beltway potentiates. We are about to find out if Congress' passion for investigating business ethics extends to conflict of interest in cases that involve fellow members. Kent Conrad, of course, had a huge multi-million-dollar estate purchased in the state of Delaware by a Countrywide loan. And Senator Chris Dodd as well had his house refinanced at very favorable rates. You know, the American people are quite upset at this, with people losing their homes for foreclosures and things. You find that the people who have special position in the United States don't play by the same rules that they do. And, of course, you know, talking about the home that Kent Conrad had, he bought with a controversial mortgage from Countrywide. This was about a block from the ocean, Bethany Beach, Delaware. But they say, or Martin Cady, the second who writes this, says, don't bother looking for the beach house in any Senate financial disclosure records. It's not there. Thanks to a little notice loophole in congressional disclosure requirements, members of Congress simply don't have to reveal anything about their homes or their personal residences as long as the properties don't produce rental income. They don't have to discuss loan amounts, they don't have to discuss loan rates, and they don't have to disclose mortgage lenders. So it's kind of an incestuous network, Dr. Stan. Now, in other news, the Treasury wants more power for the Fed. It's very interesting to see that this week the Federal Reserve has been made kind of a tacit admission on the part of the Treasury Secretary, Henry M. Paulson, in this call to Congress to give the Federal Reserve new explicit powers, legal powers, to intervene in the workings of Wall Street firms to protect the financial system. Paulson admitted that the central bank, quote, has neither the clear statutory authority nor the mandate to anticipate and deal with risks across our financial system. Now, that's very interesting because I was the only one months ago saying during the bailout of Bear Stearns that the Fed didn't have any statutory authority to do this. And Paulson is admitting as much and is now asking Congress to, in essence, give them the power to do that. Of course, the Treasury is claiming the Fed will help police the banks. Sure, you know, that's something they're already supposed to be doing, but we know that there are many loopholes to that of which have been created, including these speculative loopholes. I think one of the interesting things is the speculators have gone before Congress as it's now attempting to roll back the loopholes that allow for speculation on margins, and everyone is claiming, including Wall Street firms, that in fact there is no speculation involved in the price of oil, that this is just supply and demand in the market. They got a very negative reception from Democratic staffers of the Senate committee to which they were testifying, who simply don't believe it. The bottom line is these people would not be speculating as heavily in the oil markets if the rules did not allow for 2-3% margin contracts that allow them to speculate at huge amounts without having to put up much money at all or have much financial risk. And so these rules really do encourage speculation, and they need to be shut down. There's nothing wrong with having people buy and sell futures contracts, but they need to be putting and buying and selling with the full risk of the full contract, which only people who actually need the oil can generally afford to do.
Well, I have no question in my mind that the speculators have run up the prices, and there are laws against that sort of thing, and the Commodity Exchange Board just refuses to enforce those laws and are allowing this hyper cost of oil, and I fear that it's going to continue going up, and it's going to have a devastating effect on our economy, as it already is, but I think things are going to get a lot worse before they get better.
Yes, I agree. Actually, they did create in 1998 some loopholes in those laws so that the Commodity Futures Trading Commission actually allowed people to have these low margin rates and to speculate and allowed Wall Street brokerages to enter into this speculation. So they actually made exceptions to the rules to precipitate this very speculation which is going on, and that's what the speculators are objecting to Congress, demanding that the Commodities Futures Trading Commission change those rules back and put those restrictions in place. Now, you are absolutely correct, however, that many of the so-called government regulatory agencies like the SEC and the Trading Commission are staffed with insiders from brokerage firms on Wall Street.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen, American Student Network.
I
I've got great news for you. With our buy one, get one free laser package sale, now is the time to get on the path to vibrant, smooth skin. Got wrinkles, sun damage, age spots, or other skin problems? We can help. At Radiant Clinic, we use the latest and best in laser technology to remedy just about any skin issues. Don't miss out on our buy one, get one free laser package sale. For all our exciting specials, visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Yarr.
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Joel, would you tell our listeners how they can learn more about the World Affairs Brief and perhaps get a trial copy?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. In that you find on the main front page a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief about oil manipulation, of oil price manipulation. People can get a summary of the current World Affairs Brief if they will, actually a sample copy, if they'll email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget how to do that, they can go directly to the website and it tells them how to do that at the end of the summary. Also on the World Affairs Brief are all of the top stories of each day's news, links to those stories that are pre-screened by my research staff so you get the ones with the least disinformation in them. On the right-hand side of the website, we have a listing of a lot of archival materials. My concentrated emphasis is on exposing government cover-ups. So I talk about a great deal of the problems in the official government stories, whether it's the JFK assassination, the Oklahoma City bombing, 9/11, or any number of things that the government has been involved in illegally and then attempted to cover them up. These are the greatest evidences of conspiracy when you have collusion among high government officials to cover up the truth for the American people. And on the left-hand side of the website, you'll find a listing of my books that I've written. I believe in preparing against the possibility that we may lose our liberty at some point, and we need to prepare for war and other threats in the future which our government will bring upon us, as they did in World War II. And even as we fight for our liberty, it would be unwise not to prepare for the eventuality that we may have many severe problems, not just the economic and fuel problems that we have, but even devastation of war.
Well, I agree, and I hope that all of our listeners are making preparations to look after themselves, their family, and their friends, because, you know, once these things come about, it's going to be far too late. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, the government and its lackeys in Congress are at it again. They've done a new telecommunications immunity bill by stealth. A slick new piece of reform legislation is finally, which will finally legalize domestic surveillance without a warrant and give the telecoms immunity, is going to be passed today by Congress. It's been voted out of committee, and everybody agrees this is something we can live with. As the Wall Street Journal tells it, after more than a year of partisan acrimony over government surveillance powers, trying to get find a way to grant immunity without calling it immunity, Democratic and Republican leaders have finally agreed to a bipartisan deal. You know, whenever they say bipartisan, you have to really hold on to your wallet and watch out. This is usually a bad compromise if it's bipartisan. That would be the most sweeping rewrite of spy powers in three decades. The new agreement broadens the authority to spy on people in the U.S. without the mantra of terrorism and provides conditional legal immunity to companies that help the government eavesdrop after the 2001 terrorist attacks. Actually, this is propaganda. The telecommunication companies have been eavesdropping ever since World War II in concert with government. They say that the deal, if adopted, would bring the spy activities of a controversial national security agency surveillance program permanently under the law. Now, that's the key, Dr. Stan, is that they've been spying all along illegally, and now they're allowing the spying to leak out so that they can use the ensuing scandal to finally force Congress to make it all legal. Isn't this an amazing thing?
It really is.
You leak it out, you cause a major scandal, and then you get Congress to make it all go away by making it legal.
Well, I think any of our listeners who have any question what Joel is saying should go up on the Internet and type in Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. They've got a lot of disinformation up there on Echelon, but there are some good articles that will tell you that, just as Joel said, they've been listening to your telephone calls on a regular basis, going back to World War II, and more recently, they read your emails, they read your faxes, they know where you are going on the Internet when you Google in something. All these things are kept. They know everything you're doing. They're monitoring everybody, and now, of course, they're putting up their video cameras. They have the ability, in some instances, to listen to your cell phone, even when the cell phone is turned off, so they can monitor not only where you are but what you're saying. Everything is in place for a dictatorship, and people say it couldn't happen here. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been going on for a long time. But check out Echelon. It's a NSA program that dates back to, well, shortly after World War II, and all telephone calls are monitored by computer, not only here but mostly throughout the world. But the average individual has no idea how all-pervasive the spying has been. And now, as Joel says, now they want to make it retroactively perfectly all right. We were doing it in the name of fighting terrorism.
Well, this bill also allows companies such as AT&T and Verizon Communications to shed the nearly 40 lawsuits they face for allegedly participating in a prior version of the NSA program.
How can you give a retroactive law, you know, to excuse somebody for criminal activity in the past when it was criminal activity at that time?
Well, interestingly enough, he says to win immunity, now this bill says they will have to pass a token review from the U.S. District Court. Now, in essence, what they're doing is all the companies have to do is to gain court approval and get the cases dismissed against them is to show the court some document indicating they've received a written request from the Attorney General or head of an intelligence agency stating the president authorized the surveillance and determined it was lawful. In other words, the courts are not being given the right to actually determine whether or not the president's determination was lawful. But the criteria is Only that the telephone companies have to show documentation that they received a written request from the president. And you must not judge the actual content, the substance of the request, but the fact that they had received assurances. In other words, this is a done deal.
Sure.
You can't grant conditional immunity at all, or this isn't conditional immunity, it's outright immunity. The entire purpose of this charade is to superficially shift the immunity decision to the courts rather than Congress. This is very slick. So the Congress makes it feel like, well, we're not giving immunity, but we're saying if the courts want to give immunity, here are the criteria, and the criteria are just a slam dunk that have already been determined to exist in prior testimony. Now, the ACLU condemned this deal, and rightfully so. They said, Congress is poised to once again pass disastrous surveillance legislation, now upping the ante with a thinly veiled giveaway to some major campaign donors. Well, this isn't about campaign donors. This is about, you know, the left always thinks this is a matter of capitalist dealing with money. This is a matter of a control system. And luring major corporations into that control system through threats and then giving them special perks and then giving them immunity, as they have been done. Yes?
No, I was just going to say, but you know, as so often happens, because the ACLU is in favor of it, then most conservatives are going to be against it. So, you know, whatever it is, they always have a controlled opposition, and conservatives hate the ACLU. You know, but sometimes they're right, and they're absolutely right here. They always have a controlled opposition. They're so far-sighted. They must understand that they control both the right and the left, conservative and liberal, Republican and Democrat. It's all a big charade, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the final segment of this morning's program. Joel, you go right ahead.
Well, let's see. Let's move on to the topic of the Irish rejection of the Lisbon Treaty. A lot of it feel, or many pundits feel, this spells the death knell of the treaty, but I don't believe it will stop the globalists. This is one of those things, they never take no for an answer. It's just like real ID that people resist, and the governments and the states resist about an unfunded mandate, but the government keeps maneuvering until they get what they want. You know, the immediate question for Europe's leaders after the Irish referendum rejecting the European Union's all-new treaty by almost a 10-point margin is how they will now contrive to frustrate the will of the people yet again. He says, Martin Walker says, the grandees of Europe or the European elite will not give up easily, even though their voters have to have this troublesome habit of saying no on those rare occasions when the question of Europe is put to them. And that's the key point is that they don't want generally to give people a chance to vote on these issues. The Danes, the Swedes, the French, the Dutch, and the Irish twice have rejected the grand European project. Now, the British are notable for the fact that they don't like it, but the government won't give them a chance to vote on them. Tony Blair promised in the referendum. He didn't give it to them while he was in office, and Gordon Brown claimed now that he has no obligation to follow through with that and doesn't intend to let the British people vote against further integration to the European Union. Now, it's very interesting that this treaty was designed to bypass the rejection of the Constitution. Anytime you change the Constitution of the European Union or put it into an actual Constitution, it requires unanimous consent. That's why this treaty requires unanimous consent of all the 27 participating members of the UN. 18 so far have passed this Lisbon Treaty through their parliaments, not through giving a vote to the people. Ireland has the unique legal requirement that any major change in governmental status must be voted upon by the people. This is a very good rule. This means the people require initial majoritarian consent to any major change in government. But in any case, I don't think the European leaders are going to give up. You know, the reason they went to the treaty was because the Constitution was voted down by the Belgian people and the French people, thus ruining unanimity. And this was their end run around the constitutional requirement by saying, well, we'll just do the same essential changes in European structure through a treaty, and we'll have the government sign a treaty because the treaties don't have to be voted on the people. They're voted on by the parliaments of individual countries. That was all well and good until the Irish came along. So where do they go from here? Well, a lot of European pundits have said, look, it's no problem. The European Union continues to function just fine without this. We don't really need these additional provisions. But they don't understand that the European leaders do need these provisions. Why won't the EU leaders give up on these new provisions? It's because they have a larger globalist agenda that goes far beyond the current EU mandate, like creating a European military force capable of bypassing the UN's lack of military enforcement powers. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has just unveiled a striking, ambitious new plan for a joint European military force. He's launching a bold proposal for a new EU aircraft carrier task force, along with a common air transport and logistics command. And he first raised this idea of creating a European naval unit when he was president of the Council of Europe. In any case, as one pundit says, Sarkozy is very generous with other countries' assets, and the reason is simple. There's no cash in the French treasury to do all this. They have an aircraft carrier. They're not about to offer up the whole task. I think they're going to use the French aircraft carrier as the centerpiece and then add various ships from other national contingencies to make forth on the tax war. But they're clearly trying to do something that even NATO has not been able to put together, a naval aircraft carrier task force. And, of course, those task forces have only one purpose, Dr. Stan, and that's to intervene militarily in other countries around the world.
Sure.
This is a globalist march here. And I think, as we talked about yesterday in an interview, I think what we're seeing here is the emergence of a military power that will be then someday integrated into a whole new organization that will replace UN, NATO, and include this military force called the League of Democracies, something that John McCain has already broached on two occasions, attempting to create now a new federalized league among international nations that are allies to the Anglo-American establishment, finally cutting off Russia and China's influence in the UN. And I think they could snooker conservatives into going along with this, thinking that finally we have a UN-type organization that doesn't have the veto power of Russia and China. Now, this brings up a very interesting tactical point. I have always wondered over the years why did the globalists, with their lackey Alger Hiss, when they created the UN Charter, offer up to the Soviet Union and then later to China, their nemesis in the Cold War, offer them veto power in the Security Council. Even when the United Nations Charter specifically states the United Nations membership is only for those freedom-loving organizations that give democracy to the people, where clearly China and Russia did not qualify even to be members, let alone being given power. It appears, and you see if you would agree, Dr. Stan, it appears to me that they gave conflicting criteria early on in the United Nations because they knew that they would have to scrap it at some time, and this would allow them to have an excuse to morph into a more refined organization to fool the people. After the, it's kind of like conflict resolution. You give them a bad organization that doesn't work, and in other words, you overcome people's resistance for a new world organization by giving them something that's a change from a worse system to a slightly better system that still undermines their sovereignty.
You could very well be right, but what it suggests is that they have long-range planning going back, you know, to the period in 1945. I wouldn't be at all surprised. I believe there is a time clock out there. I believe it's being followed, and of course, as it progresses, there will be ever progressive loss of our freedom.
You know, it's very much like the concept of, well, I guess we'll have to leave that.
We're out of time. We'll have to cover those things again next week. Thanks very much, Joel. Always a pleasure.
You're live.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy my Friday programs with Joel. I always enjoy them and learn a great deal from them. If you'd like to know more about the Bilderbergers, we actually have two books on the Bilderberger. One is called Bilderberger Diary, written by James Tucker. The other is The Bilderbergers by Daniel Estulin. We have a four-tape set on the Bilderbergers. A four-CD set, nothing quite like it, interviews with people who know about the Bilderbergers. And then, of course, we have a DVD put out by Alex Jones called Endgame. You need to understand this organization, one of a number of organizations, usually all affiliated with David Rockefeller in one way or another, that rule the world today. The Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, and then, of course, we get into the organizations tied into the Lucius Trust and the New Age and the Rosicrucians and the Theosophists. But David, this seems to be involved in so many of these things. We have a book written by a man who's deeply involved in the occult. His name is Wayne Peterson. The book, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People. And, of course, Wayne Peterson was recruited into a key position. And who recruited him? A man named David Rockefeller. Fascinating insight into what's going on. This man, of course, has met this ethereal of Maitreya. In fact, Wayne Peterson and many people are living in Henderson, Nevada today, waiting for the reappearance of the Christ. Waiting for the reappearance of the Christ, but not Jesus Christ. This is the Christ. And understand, we're warned in the scriptures that, you know, in the end times there will be many people who will come in his name, but of course they'll all be false Christs. And we can certainly trace these occult movements. David Rockefeller going to the La Boca Grande there in Colorado, where the elitists meet, people like Robert McNamara and Henry Kissinger going there. Robert McNamara, who sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, but never to be allowed to win the war. We didn't go there to win. They just went there to suffer and bleed and die. And 58,000 American boys died because they created an incident. It was called the Gulf of Tonkin. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand we are against organized evil. And, of course, if you want to understand how these various organizations fit into it, we carry one book called Satanic Crimes. It gets into the Bilderbergers and their tie into, frankly, occult activities and practices and pedophilia. Satanic Crimes, we have a four-tape set by the same name. Over in Europe, the people are upset about it. They know about these things. Here in America, because we have freedom of the press, which means that if you can control the media, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. Here in America, most people don't know. So again, we have the video, or I should say DVD, it's called Endgame on the Bilderbergers, the fourth tape or four CD set, and then two books, Bilderbergers and Bilderberger Diary. And then we have a book that goes into their Satanic Crimes. It's called Satanic Crimes, and a four tape set that goes with that. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you'll want to get this information and help to get us out. Your job is to reach people and ask them, well, did you hear about that Bilderberger meeting? Well, they don't even know what the Bilderbergers are. Introduce these ideas. Feel free to anything I've created, or certainly Alex Jones gives people permission to duplicate what he has produced. Now, we don't duplicate it. We sell it to you, but you have our his permission to reduplicate his DVD on the Bilderbergers, these very, very powerful people who work behind the scenes towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, the destruction of Christianity, and installing a new world leader. Well, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.